على سلمان وصهيب وبلال في نفر. Sahabi mentions that Abu Sufyan, he was not a Muslim at that time, but he was the leader of the Quraysh. So he was the leader of the politist. So he came in a gathering where Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu was, Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu, and Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu. These three were not Arabs. They were non-Arabs. If we were to understand it, that in our, maybe in our situation, that most of the people here were from a lineage that is coming from Asia, and these people were coming from other places. So maybe from Africa or something. So now he was the leader of those people. Imagine, he was the head. But now when he came there, these three Sahaba, great Sahaba, they were sitting there. So they said, فَقَالُوا مَا أَخَذَتْ سُيُوفُ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَدُوِ اللَّهِ مَأْخَذَهَا, that the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken its due right from the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the enemy because he was the leader of the Quraysh. So in other words, this person hasn't been killed yet. So they said, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken its due right. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ وَتَقُولُونَ لِشَيْخٍ قُرَيْشٍ وَسَيِّدِهِمْ. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he felt it was not right that these people were non-Arab. They were not regarded as being so high as far as the stature. And this was the leader of the Quraysh, and they made such a statement to him. So thinking that this was maybe an inappropriate statement, so he said, are you people saying this to the leader of the Quraysh? Are you talking to him like this? But remember, he was also Arab and he was of a high lineage. فَأَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَخْبَرَهُ صَحَابَهُ صَحَابَهُ. If they did something, immediately they would go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and find out, did I do the right thing? I told this sahaba this, I told these people this. Did I do the right thing? So he went and informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرَ لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, perhaps you have angered these people. Perhaps you have upset them by telling them this, that he is the leader of the Quraysh, how can you speak to him? Perhaps you have upset these people. In other words, these people and their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that we don't know. It may be such that you hurt somebody who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن كُنْتَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ لَقَدْ أَغْضَبْتَ رَبَّكَ. And you've angered such people, and remember, you have angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, not wasting time and making excuses and say, how could he have said this? Maybe he'll accept Islam, he'll be inclined. Nothing. The moment Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that perhaps if you have upset them, then you have upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rushed. فَأَتَاهُمْ, he came to them. فَقَالَ يَا إِخْوَتَا, he said, oh my dear brothers, أَغْضَبْتُكُمْ, that I have upset you. So they replied, this was Sahaba also, hearts were clean. فَقَالُوا لَا يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أُخَيَّ. He said, no, you have not upset us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you, oh our beloved brother. This is how it should be. Person realizes his fault, immediately he should ask for forgiveness. And the person being asked for forgiveness at the same time, immediately he should make the person feel comfortable and forgive him. This was the style of Sahaba. But this hadith shows us that how every person should be respected. How the Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the greatest after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But he also is being taught so that we could be taught that we don't know what is the condition of a person and how close he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we should be very, very careful how we speak. The hadith we did yesterday, Anjundum ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla salata subhi. Hazrat Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who performs his fajr salat, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, this person is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَطْرُبَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْنٍ. Do not let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seek from you, find from you. Do not let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apprehend you for something that is in his protection. What is meant is that a person performs his fajr salat. Now this person automatically is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not interfere with him. Because if you're going to interfere with somebody who's under Allah Pak's protection, like how it is a security company that is manning a property, a house or something, so whenever there's interference, they immediately come to see what is happening. Because they are under that security company's protection, so to speak. So like that, a person who's under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're going to interfere with him, then the protection of Allah will come immediately. Allah Pak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, do not let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fire anything from you that is under his protection. Our next explanation is that now if you have yourself read this Fajr Salah, remember that you are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do anything in that day. Maybe by your speech, by your sight, by your hearing, by your actions, by your business dealings. Don't do anything now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to apprehend you, because You have already got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do anything that will make it such that you lose this protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتْرُبُهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ يُدْرِكُهُ. Somebody who is already under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you interfere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will apprehend you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apprehends you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely catch you. The hadith is saying, يُدْرِكُهُ, he will catch you and he will find you. There is no hiding and ducking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَكُبُّهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this person and put him in the fire of Jahannam headlong. Why? Because he's interfering with somebody under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an encouragement for us all that we should always make it a point of reading the Fajr Salah. We should feel as though we read our Fajr Salah, inshallah, we're under the complete, total protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whatever calamities can hit us. And if it happens such, it can happen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to raise a person's zarajat and there's khair in it, that a person is still under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although he doesn't understand that some type of calamity, sometimes something might have afflicted him, but this in itself is good, whether the person can understand it or he can't understand it, many years later he'll understand it, or if he doesn't understand it in this world and in akhirat he'll understand how much of khair there was in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused to happen. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Ijra'i Ahkam al-Nasi ala al-Zahiri wa Sarairuhum ila Allah. This chapter got to do when it comes to people, then the ahkam, the rules, are with the outward and the apparent. And their secrets, what's in people's hearts, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't judge what's in the man's heart. But the outward appearance is what we are expected to take by and go by. So the first hadith, and Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal umirtu an uqatil an-nasa hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu says that we had been commanded that we should strive and fight against people until the people say la ilaha illallah. This is the first thing that's outward, it's apparent. Nobody can say this person got iman or he doesn't have iman, but the fact that he's saying la ilaha illallah means we have to leave him, we cannot fight against him. Wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he testifies that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger. Wa yuqimu salah, this person performs salah. Wa yu'tu zakat, and he gives his zakat. So in other words, outwardly a person, he claims that he's a Muslim, he says la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he performs salat, he gives his zakat. فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا. And if this person does this, outwardly he does this, عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, then his wealth and his self, his life is protected from me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person's life is protected. In other words, you have no right to attack such a person. إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ, except if there is a right of Islam, except that a person takes it with his due cause, due right. In other words, one person kills another person. He may be a Muslim, but in Islam, qisas is such that his life will have to be taken. Or if a person is fighting against the Muslims, then in that situation, a person's life is taken, then it is excused. So when it's a due right is taken through the haqq of Islam, through the right of Islam, then it's allowed. But otherwise, where outwardly we go to accept what we see from people, we can't be the judge of what's in people's hearts. This is very, very important. Sometimes a person say, no, I know that this person's intention is to lie, this person's intention is to cheat. If there is something outward apparent, then it is okay. But if there is nothing apparent, we cannot be the judge of what's in a person's heart. The hadith is teaching us, by the outward we have to go by. And the last time, وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. But this person's reckoning, he should remember, and people should remember, that his reckoning will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is concealing and he is deceiving people, and outwardly he is cheating people in that way, but he's posing to be a Muslim, but he's doing many other things that are not correct. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this person on account. Allah Pak will take him to account on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.